WRNW 329, monitoring. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Roger, Dodger. Hey man, anybody out here?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I was wondering, how's my signal? Is it a 5999? Is it a 666?
Yeah, you're real good there.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I put up a new antenna. I just was kind of wondering, because the SWR said it was like a 6 to 7 or something like that. I don't know.
Well, right now I'm on the test bench developing a mattress moisture analyzer. I realize I'm not going to sell many of them, but I know I could sell one.
Yeah, I'll buy that one. Yes, I sleep really hard at night, and it's hard to tell if I'm peeing or not.
Yikes.
Can you hook that up to an alarm system?
Yes, there'll be a digital output.
Oh, that'd be really good. Yeah, I'd like one of those, please. Yes, when you're done with figuring out all the things out on it. Can you make it also vibrate?
Oh, yeah, well, I'll try.
That's good. Yeah, I'm just so glad that you're out there working on that invention. Make sure you get a patent on it.
Yeah, they'll steal your products, I'm sure.
Yeah, because that's the first time I ever thought of anybody thinking of making something like that.
Well, it's because I only know one kid that pisses his bed till he was 17, so, I mean, you know, that's why I think I'll only sell one.
Wow. You know somebody that does that? Or did that? Oh, my God. That guy must be... He must be some kind of a retard.
To say the least.
Is that the guy that lives in the basement?
No, not that one. Not that one.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, his daddy used to have some kind of deal worked out with Art Vans, you know, where they could exchange a mattress every month.
I didn't know they did that. Wow, it must have been a family member that worked there.
Some kind of connection for sure, so. Hey, good morning, what's happening?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, just messing around on the computer. I basically slept all day. Let's see, what time did I wake up? I think it was around 3 p.m. So I'm up for the whole day, I guess.
All right, well, that's good. I know me and John are supposed to link up later. I'm not sure if you're going to be part of that or not. You certainly can be if you want to be.
Is it going to be breakfast? Mr. Lunch.
I think it's going to be scrambled egg, hash browns, and wheat toast.
Ooh. Let's see, today's Sunday. Yeah, we'll see. I can do breakfast. That would sound good. I haven't eaten since about 8 o'clock. So, yeah, I should be getting hungry shortly.
Yes, I'm not sure what time, but we'll keep you in the loop here. And I'm not even sure where. I got to think about it. But anyways, we'll keep you in the loop.
Okay. Yeah, I think most places open around 8. There's some open around 7. That one place, we haven't been there in a while, where we went that one time. And I had a big old bankroll on me. You were counting my money.
Yeah, we haven't been there in a while. You're right, yeah. I think I know the joint. Yeah. It's down the street a couple of miles from the renter.
Yeah, maybe we'll just, you know, I wonder what he's having for breakfast. You know, we can go over his house and see if he wants to go with us.
Yeah, well, he gets a little nervous when people drive by, even though he's right off the main road there. He thinks he likes to say people are stalking him. And it's like, no, you live right next to a main thoroughfare.
Yeah, I stayed at that one place. I sat there a few times. Just on the other side of his house there in the parking lot. Just watching the cars go by and was just contemplating where to go next. And I just happened to sit there. And he says, yeah, he's around here somewhere. So I was sitting in my car.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You know, what are you going to do?
Where's all the agitators? I thought they'd be out here today. Oh, it's right, today's Sunday.
Today of rest. Besides, they don't start acting up until 5:30 usually on a weekday in the morning. I'm not sure, about their weekend time frames. It's not to say they don't do it on the weekends. It's just I'm not sure they do it at 5:30 in the morning because they know I'm not going to work.
Yeah, I'm surprised I heard you out here. You were calling somebody about, a half hour ago or something? Then I remembered, it's like, wait, today's Sunday. You wake up this early on the weekend? Oh, and then tomorrow is a holiday for black people. Are you taking the day off tomorrow? Are you also black?
Tomorrow is, I think, a day off for some workers. And as far as your other question, oh, let me look. Kinda.
Yeah, my daughter gets it off also. So it's like a long weekend for a lot of people.
Yeah, and then I got trying to line up, I don't know. I got, yeah, we'll talk later at the restaurant. I'm trying to line some up, but anyways, it is what it is. Yeah, there are a couple friends out here, and that's why I got the license to talk to them, because I don't have a ham radio license, so, you know, I'm one of the later late. They always say, "Why you gotta go here? You ain't got nobody to talk to over there. You ain't got nobody to talk to on AM radio." Geez, wait a minute. Didn't all you guys get GMRS license way before I did? I was like a latecomer to this. I don't know. The idiocracy is amazing, Jim. Amazing. Yeah, so I got a couple buddies. I was calling for him. He's usually on in the morning. And there's another guy. Oh, I timed out. The radio timed me out.
Wow. What do you got to sit on, a minute?
I didn't even know it had that timer. I guess it does. It's in the menu. It's one of these ones like I sold you.
Oh, wow. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's the exact one I sold you and John Ball one. These little things. The one that's, they've been, like, reworked. You know, they do Sideman, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I got it sitting on the desk here. I haven't done anything with it yet. But, you don't have the stock mic on it, do you? Or you're using the microphone on the radio? It's sounding pretty good.
Yeah, it's just the radio itself, the HD, boom. Just like that, right from my kitchen table.
Huh. Yeah, it's got really good audio.
You know, Jim, I've said for years that I don't really run no junk.
Yep. Well, that's cool. We'll have to program that sucker up and get it working. I got so many HTs here, I don't know which one to grab half the time. Usually I just grab one of the Bofangs. And I got a tri-band Bofang. I haven't even programmed that yet.
Yep, well, yeah, I got a couple of those. Are those the one with the colored LCD displays? They're good for receivers. I just leave them around the house and turn them on, and they can receive two bands at one time. Yeah, you got the 2-meter, 220, 440, right?
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah, they're kind of nice. Yeah, they're kind of nice. So they're just good to have around for utility devices, and that's the way I look at them. But as far as this one goes, the one I programmed for you and John, I have two of these, and then I think I have two other ones in the box, brand new. But one I programmed for the sideband thing, and I actually talked to John off a rubber ducky in my house to his house on sideband. Amazing. How many HTs do sideband?
I'm sure there's more out there, but that's the first time I heard of one doing that, so that's why I picked that up. Thought that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, well, I heard some people talking about it, and I started sparking my interest, so I looked into it a little bit, and I took a chance, and I ordered a couple, and I programmed them with the different firmware versions to do a couple different things on a couple different ones. I said, wow, yeah, I'm going to get a couple more of them. And then John said he was interested, and you'd probably be interested. So there you go. You're listening to one right now, so that's what it is. A question.
Yeah, definitely sounds real good. Very good audio for an HT. I could have swore you're talking on a hand mic. So, yep, very good sounding. I'll have to program mine up. And that other radio, too. You got to do that one. But the other one I just got. It's been, I don't know, I got plenty of time, but it just... I always find other things to do.
Yeah. I get it. I totally get it. WSHM 738, stay on time.
Good morning, fellas. WRWB 49.
Good morning. Welcome to the Wet Mattress Net. It starts at 5 o'clock every morning on Sundays. And welcome.
Do we need to bring extra incontinence pads?
You can, but we don't need them, but somebody might check in that might, so it's always good to have a couple handy. Mike, I seen you call last night, but I went to bed early. I was tired out. I had my granddaughter the night before, and she stays up really late talking to her cousin on the phone and playing some game on my phone. So, anyways, I crashed out early last night, but I woke up, so you called. What up?
QRM somewhere else, and they were trying to point the finger.
Oh, no. Well, whatever. That's their own phobias inside their own damn heads. You know, when you QRM people, Mike, naturally when it happens, you think it's the guy that you were doing it to, and that is a folding of the poker hand right there.
Yeah, they were doing it to Alex, the paint guy.
What, is this CP-related jamming stuff or something?
No, you know, the other Alex, the paint guy,
Oh, no, so ham radio? No. Oh, and they were pointing the finger at me. Yeah, so who was pointing the finger at me? Just throw their name out there.
KDA-PB.
Okay, well, David Riggiello, you know, he's about a dumb son of a bitch anyway, so... No, it wasn't me. Sorry. I don't do that on ham radio. I don't even do it on CB radio. So, and I certainly don't do it on GMRS. So, there you go. Yeah, unbelievable. All got to do with that knucklehead in St. Clair Shores, KBA-GFF, too, living with his mother at 64 years old because he was stupid and stalked a woman. Aggravated stalking. You can look at the charges up on Wayne County over there. Lost his job and ain't worked since. It's 28 years in the running. So, these knuckleheads.
But that's why I called. Yeah, we... Pete and I were listening and we heard it.
Well, I appreciate the heads up, but no, it wasn't me. Actually, I was talking to John on the radio from my kitchen table, right where I'm sitting right here, and he was surprised. They said I was going to bed. I was tired. 8 o'clock I went to bed. That's early for me, for sure. Well, it was 8:30 maybe? I don't know, but nope, crashed. You called. You know, I would have answered your phone call, but I never heard it. I seen it this morning. I got up right at 4, so... But I wasn't going to call you that early. I figured I'd catch up with you here.
Yeah, it was like right after the Winnipeg and Toronto game. So we were watching that. And then, we were just having a thing on, we had the thing on scan. And, you could hear them, you know. They were, I'm like, wow, really? They're just going to point the finger and... Without even doing any investigative work, they just want to assume.
Yeah, I'm sure they sent somebody in a mobile over here to check it out and see if it was me, but they would never report that it wasn't. You know, I mean, that's the way they operate. all the jammers calling everybody jammers. It's amazing.
Yeah, you believe them guys? They point the finger at you all the time, Paul. You know what? GFF is normally the guy that's jamming his own buddies.
Yeah, with I've heard him do it. He did it just the other day right here on GMRS when all this stuff was going on. He talks about it on 145.59. Oh, yeah, you hear all that? So you know he's there. He's saying he's there. Oh, you hear all that stuff? They're attacking that guy. Yeah, you're part of it, idiot. And so are your friends.
Yeah, Sean busted them a couple times. He was jamming, I forgot what frequency, what he was jamming. Oh, a D-Star. He was jamming on D-Star, and Sean caught him.
Yeah, do you remember, so I listen at the most ironic times sometimes. You know, this is going back a few years, but do you remember when you were having a problem, Jim, with those guys on 146.52. They were like south and west of here, Oak Park or something like that. You remember those guys? You remember that argument you were having with those guys?
Yeah. You know, it was just, I was trying to prove a point. You know, it's just a band plan. You know, it's a band plan, and it's not carved in stone that, you know, 520 is the calling frequency. Well, that's just a band plan. That's just, you know, people in the area. You can talk anywhere you want, basically, and I was proving a point, and everybody got upset over it. You know, their panties got ruffled.
Yeah, but my point is, I tuned into this argument, which I never really listened there, but I must have been meandering between frequencies on the VFO. I very, very, very seldom program bona fide channels in on my radios, right? Always the VFO, not scanning the bands. And I run into this thing going on out there, and then I hear somebody keying up going, I recognized the voice. It was none other than KBHGFF. He never identified, but he was hurling insults your way.
Yep, I heard about that one. I kind of recognized him too. I didn't want to say anything because then you know how he is. He gets all of his buddies involved, and they just pounce on you, you know, when you're by yourself. So that's just the way he is. WRUV578.
Yeah, I know how he is. He'll show up in a broken truck at your house and want to move in and live there for the rest of his life. Yeah, I know how he is.
Wonder if he fixed his truck. I heard he couldn't walk two blocks to his house because he's so out of shape.
Well, you know what? They always tell you how smart they are and what a great engineering job he had at Ford. Apparently, that was a long time ago because it ain't giving them any dividends today. Karma, baby. That is karma right there, and no, it's not fixed.
I guess he's got to use mom's car to drive his daughter to work.
Yeah, whatever. So, but as far as them blaming me, Mike, but like I'll swear on my little granddaughter's life, and you know how important she is to me. I was sleeping by 8:30, so they can come on over here and scan the ways and see if it was coming from here, but it wasn't coming from here. So, and I went out to eat. I ate at Chicken Shack last night. Probably, what time was it? I don't know. I'd have to check my cameras. Pulled in, and my car hasn't moved since. And the lights were off it by 8:30 for sure. So this is their own phobias in their head playing out like a Bill Kennedy at the movie show.
I know this, but I just wanted to, you know, tell you, because I thought it was pretty funny. Or if they don't blame you, I know a lot of times they'll point the finger at John. For some reason, they have a thing for him, in Inkling.
They have a thing for a lot of people, especially that guy over in St. Clair Shores in his mama's basement. Yeah, he's jealous of everybody. Look at his W-2s for the last 28 years.
Yeah, they're jealous of that. They point their fingers at this Jimmy M, or whatever they call him. Not sure who that is, though.
I heard you were brought up a couple times here recently. Very recently by that Dave Righiello, KBA-PBE. KBA-PBE, yeah, over there in Clem Township off Granger Street, yeah. He brings your name up all the time.
I'm glad to know that I live in his head rent-free.
Well, they'll tell you it's quite the opposite, you know, but whatever.
It's funny. I don't even have to do anything, and I get blamed for it, just like you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Look, I've been working since I was 13 or 14, Jim, and I still work today. But between GFF and that PBE guy, David Righiello and Steve Wharton, they have more years combined not working than I've worked.
Yeah, that's one guy I don't even care for, PBE, and then L or Alex over here, IBX or something. Can't stand his voice.
No, that's not him. I think the Alex they're referring to is a guy called VRP. I don't even know who he is, but he's just a guy that's in with their group.
Yeah, I used to talk to him all the time. On the way home from work, I used to talk to him, and so, yeah, I named him Verp. That's what everybody calls him now, Verp.
The one, and it's kind of funny how it works, but they have a new addition the last year, you know, Jeff Zemeckis, right? You know, that guy was a punk back in the 90s, a troublemaking punk back in the 90s, a jammer. You know, I used to jam my repeater back when I had a repeater back then. And he was just a guy that asked around on the radio all the time. And you know what? They found one just like him in that guy.
Yeah, I knew him for a long time from the CB. Back when he was probably like 16, 17, 18, somewhere in there. Yep, I knew him for a long time. He's a little backstabber now.
Well, I know he runs with the mouth. He's got diarrhea of the mouth. I know that.
Yeah, he's the one that got a divorce so the government can take care of his wife and kids, because he didn't have enough money to do that.
Yeah, well, you know what? Like I said, a lot of these problems stem from their own problems in life. They just look the venom in different directions. You know, I could care less, but whatever. But as far as here, all the jamming's coming from a lot of this Eli Sample guy and this Scott Hubble. And this pseudo-uncle, Alex Barr, who now holds a license since last April. A couple of these guys have been caught red-handed by more than one guy.
Yeah, I heard about that Hubble guy. I was looking in the rules of the ARRL, and because... I was told to be on the lookout for them, and I was wondering if I could tell them that he can't take the test. But I saw in the rules and regulations that I'm obligated to give everybody a test, and I can't turn anybody away. So I heard he was maybe thinking about getting his amateur license.
Yeah, well, as I predicted, and Mike would tell you this, I said this about GMRS here, long before I had a license, that that kid's dad brought him here, and eventually the ham radio, and I knew that was going to be the demise of this radio system. And they proved me right. Not that I'm right all the time, but on that one, they proved me right.
Well, you normally do have, just like me, a good intuition. And, well, then again, it wasn't really hard to figure out. I mean, it was something even an intelligent third grader could figure out.
Yeah, that kid threatened me on AM radio, telling me, sending a one-way message to me on 145.59 saying he's going to put me 6 foot deep.
Oh, I'd be really scared with that one. So he threatened to kill you then.
Oh, yeah, that's not the only time. When it started 2 years ago with that little punk, yeah, he threatened to kill me. So, and then he winds up getting a PPO on me that got defeated in court immediately. So, you get a stalking charge, and he was the one doing all the stalking. So a piece of crap is what he is. Blame his parents for that one. It's like being at the bakery when you got a bad couple of cooks and somebody supplying bad cake batter, you come out with a screwed up cake.
I'll be back. WRWB 49.
WSHM 738.
WRUV 578.
All right, let's switch gears. I don't want to talk about these boneheads all day long, but I find it interesting they're blaming me for QRM and when all the QRM is coming from their camp. So that's called a phobia in your head. You do it to somebody, and then naturally you think when it happens, it's going to be that guy. That's what you think. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's a good time for Steve and somebody else to key up and not get blamed for it.
You can imagine what they're talking about behind the scenes on Discord, that whole group of them. Boy, that probably tells a huge diary of a lot of ill play right there.
Yeah, but it's not radio, so... They gotta go on Discord to talk.
Well, I'm telling you, this situation's a bad situation, and someday somebody's gonna make the mistake, and then all this stuff's gonna be looked into. That's what I see in the future. Seems to be the way it's heading. And then and only then, Discord will be ripped apart and seen all the jargon being written back and forth, right? It's going to take something bad to happen, and it's heading that way.
I don't even talk on Discord. I got nobody to talk to. I just now got that one app going. We can just kind of key up the phone and talk. I talked to John a couple times.
Yeah, I get it. It's all good. Yeah, other than that, they're saying there's really cold temperatures down in Florida or something, so I think they're getting, I don't know if this was very current stuff or what here.
Huh. Well, I know it's cold here. It's going to get colder tomorrow. Let's see. There's the temperature thingy. Yeah, tomorrow night, supposed to be like 7 degrees.
Oh, boy, yeah. Well, the thing is we're past the midway point. So, you know, coldest time of year. I mean, in January, anyways. So, you know, February is a short month. 28 days, I think, this year. It's not a leap year. And, you know, by the time we get in March, things start turning the corner a little bit. I mean, not that far away from April, and things get a whole lot better then. So we're through the thick of it, I feel.
I think the cold stuff's coming, though. It's been really nice lately. It hasn't been that cold. Yeah, trying to see what the temperatures are in Florida. My sister lives in Fort Myers. Trying to find it on a map here. Oh, there it is. Fort Myers. There we go. Let's see what the temperature is over there.
Yeah, Fort Myers is pretty far south on the west coast of Florida there. So, I'm thinking they're going to be pretty nice down there, probably 75.
Right now.
Yeah, but it's 5 in the morning. They're probably going to go up to 75, 77, 78, I would think, during the day.
Yeah, I just clicked on the full forecast. Yeah, 78 for today, 65, 71, 78, 77. So that'd be a nice time to go down there. I wouldn't mind going down there now. It's going to be 43 at night on Monday, though. Or tonight. Let's see. Yeah, today, which is Monday. No, Sunday. It's going to go 41 at night. So they're going from 78 to 41. Man, that's a big temperature swing.
Yeah, they get a couple of weeks of bad weather, cold weather for them, you know, in January. But they pop out of it pretty quick.
Yeah, I went down there, I don't know, four years ago or something, and she was in Boynton Beach on the other side of the state at that point. And I went there for a New Year's, and it was really hot. It was like one of the record highs, and it was so hot. It was like in the 90s. It was like, I went from winter to like 90 degrees, 95. We sat on the beach and, you know, we had an umbrella and lawn chairs, and I said, man, I'm going in the ocean for a little bit to cool down.
Yeah, I love Florida, but it ain't the place to go retire to anymore. They run you out of there with the prices of everything, all the hurricanes that they've had and the damage and all the insurance you need and property taxes going up, blah, blah, blah. It's not the place to go anymore.
Yeah, I heard something about there's a city in Michigan that's really good to retire in. So I forget forgot what city it was, but they said it was pretty good. But yeah, my sister just had a condo built over there a few years ago, and they didn't build her lanai, and luckily they didn't, because when that hurricane went through and destroyed Fort Myers, you know, the beaches and everything, and that would have ripped down her lanai. But yeah, her building is hurricane proof, so that all survived and everything, but yeah, the landscape didn't.
Yeah, that might have been the one that come through there that wiped out a place just north of there called Cape Coral. Yeah, so, yeah, they took a big baseball bat over the head down there over that one.
Yeah, that was that first hurricane, and there was another one the year after or whatever. And so it's not a good area. Yeah, they really tore up the beaches over there and those little islands with the roads going through them, and it was pretty nice, and it all got destroyed. So they're probably, I don't know if they're done rebuilding or not, but I know she wasn't really touched. She's too far inland a little bit. She's kind of... I think she's on a golf course, or right next to one. She doesn't even golf. No golfing there. But she's got the golf cart. She souped up a golf cart and runs it around the sub there. Like everybody parades their golf carts around, and you know, just before it gets dark in the evening time, they go up and down the streets.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I mean, I love Florida. I've been down there a million times over the last 20 years. And I like it a lot. Went down there for work, went down there for vacation, been down there for a little bit of everything. I've been down around Cocoa Beach, Daytona Beach, Clearwater Beach. Been down to the first Key Island, Key Largo. I don't know how those places make it through a hurricane, to tell you the truth, because there's not much land there in Key Largo. You'd think that thing would totally be gone, but yeah, it's crazy. Such a beautiful area, but you got to deal with them hurricanes. It's terrible.
Yeah, I just came back from the kitchen. Yeah, I've been to, you know, Boynton Beach. I've been to, Naples. I've been to Naples. I went down there with my old band back when I was in the band, and played at Coral Gables in Naples. It was a rich area over there, I guess. That's the first time I'd been to Florida, and I went in the ocean. It's like, man, you go in that salt water, and you float. I was having so much fun just floating in the ocean, because I can't swim. Well, I can swim a little bit, but I don't really swim, you know. And you didn't have to... you know, keep your head above the water. You're just floating. Half my body just floated. It's like, man, this is cool. I didn't even need a one of those floaties or nothing.
Well, you become more buoyant in salt water, I guess. I could see that maybe has something to do with the salt content. Water versus regular water, I guess. Yeah, I think the last time I was down, like, it was 3 years ago, and I took off from my hotel and watched one of the SpaceX launches where they're doing those satellites. They have different rockets that go off, but this one was launching, you know, those big clusters of internet satellites, Starlink. So I got, and I was right there on the crossover on 528, what is that road? Yeah, 528 that goes into Cape Canaveral. So I was right there. I mean, you couldn't have had a better seat in the house to watch that launch. So it's pretty cool. I always wanted to see a space shuttle launch. And when I was down there on vacation in Clearwater one year, back in the 2000s, we drove over, but they got scrubbed because of storm clouds in the area, so they didn't want to launch, and we stayed the next day, and they didn't launch, and then we went back to Clearwater, and they launched the very next day. So, yeah, it's kind of cool to watch one of them launches, though. I mean, you know, it's the thing to do if you're down there.
Yeah, it'd be something to see. Like to see that. I wouldn't just go down there just for that, but wonder, so what, they launched them from Clearwater?
No, they launched them over Cape Canaveral, and so I was over on that side. It was a work thing I was at, so I just left my hotel and drove up, and I think I went to a Waffle House and ate, which was real close. That was in Cocoa Beach, and then just a little bit north is Cape Canaveral. I mean, it's just a few miles down the road. And there's a road that comes out of Orlando, like the airport area, called, I think it's 528, and that heads you straight into Cape Canaveral. So, you know, there's US-1, and then there's A-1A that parallels US-1. US-1 runs along the east coast of Florida, north-south, and A-1A is over in the beach area, the little cluster of land that's in between the mainland and the beach areas, and that's where Cape Canaveral is, right at 528 and A-1A.
Hey, I'm trying to find it. I see Orlando. Well, there's actually a Christmas, Florida. There's Port St. John. There's like a, kind of like an island there. North Merritt Island. Oh, there it is. I got it. Yep, Cocoa Beach, Cape Canaveral.
Right, so if you see 528 going across, so yeah, I forgot about that island, right? So there's the mainland, right? And if you take 528 across the Indian River to Merritt Island, then you cross over Merritt Island over into the Cape Canaveral area, that's 528. So if you look at that road in between Cape Canaveral and Merritt Island, that's the chunk of land I was on, and you've got a clear view over the water right to Cape Canaveral, which is just a few miles north. I mean, it's not, you're basically right there.
Yep. Yeah, there's a chunk of land right there. Yeah, you're right across from it. Yeah, it's that West Cocoa Beach Causeway. And then there was like a, looks like a turnoff or something with like a chunk of land. So, yep. Yeah, you weren't that far away from there. So, yeah, you get, I don't know how many miles. It doesn't look like it was that far away, maybe 5 miles or so.
Yeah, you're not real far, trust me on that one. So, I mean, just north when you cross over and go on to the Cape Canaveral part of the land off A1A, I mean, you can't go further north because that's government property, Cape Canaveral, man. I mean, you going in there, you better be an astronaut.
Yeah, and I'm sure anywhere around there got pretty crowded, too, you know, just people watching it.
Yeah, there were a little bunch of, there were a bunch of people in that little crossover where I was sitting. So you just pull off the road. There's not much land there. I was worried because it was dark and you're right by the water's edge there. And it's like, are there any alligators down there?
Yeah, I don't know if there would be in that area. I don't know. I don't know if they're mostly on, you know, on the inland lakes, in marshy areas. I don't know.
Well, I don't want to coin a phrase, but I ain't testing those waters.
Looks like it was an inland, it's a little inland lake is what it looks like, with that bridge that was going across. So that's, I don't see any openings. There might be some rivers or something. I'm just looking on a weather map, so it's hard to see everything on there, but yeah, it looks like it, yep, basically it's, yeah, because it's got the little strip of land. I don't even know if that's really an island, is it? Yeah, I guess it is. Doesn't really connect anywhere.
Oh, yeah, you're looking at 528 in between Merritt Island and Cape Canaveral, right? Yeah, that's exactly where I was. Yeah, it's like its own little chunk of land. You know, it's just a road that connects it, really.
I might have to do that ride on the motorcycle. It'll be a little bit hot. Maybe I'll visit my sister for a day and ride around.
Yeah, so when you cross over that little strip of land and go back over to 1A1A, actually on that little land over there just south of Cape Canaveral, if you bring up the satellite view, you can see the launch pads, like just north of that intersection of A1A and 528. So, you know, it's like right there, man. I mean, you're right there. And just south of that intersection in the Cocoa Beach is one of the biggest surf shops around, Ron John's.
Yeah, okay, I've heard of them.
WSHM 738. Mike, you still in there?
Yeah, I'm still here. WRWB 49 is just listening to you guys talk about Florida.
Yeah, well, Florida's kind of near and dear to my heart, but it's a shame what's happening down there as far as the cost of living. You know, nobody's going there to retire anymore. It's crazy, so shameful. Perfect timing. I was born too late.
I know a lot of people like to move to Arizona, you know, when they retire. I guess it's, what, cheaper out there and there's not much humidity in the air to, you know, to flare up their arthritis. So.
Yeah, I get that. You know, no humidity, warmer. You know, Phoenix area. I don't know, South Arizona. North Arizona is a different story. I think they actually get some snow up north.
I do believe so, yeah.
Yeah, even northern New Mexico, same thing, I think. Can't think of all the towns up there. Haven't really been out that way much. I've been in Southern California a lot, but only been to Arizona once for work. So, it's a little bit different of a deal there. But it ain't Florida.
Yep, yeah. I've been to Florida in, 35 years.
Wow. Want to take the kid down to Disney World. So, that's probably going to happen soon.
That'll be nice.
So one thing, well, the one thing she definitely knows is Cedar Point, though.
Take her there instead, it's cheaper.
I do. The last 4 years I take her there. And, you know, the thing, Jim, is I bought them all the gold pass late last year. So she went twice last year. I took her for a surprise before she went back to school. I took her down there for a day. Anyways, so I bought the gold pass. So it's good for 2026, and it was good for late last year, too. So, yeah. Oh, free passes this year for everybody. So it's like, yeah, you can go as many times as you want, really. You can go down there for a day trip if you want.
What is she, about 7 or so?
Yeah, it's just about to turn 7. Yeah, she's on the doorstep of 7. Yeah, I've took her down there for the last 4 years, so she's totally Cedar Point crazy, right? And she's well aware she's got the gold pass, too, so. Yeah, we usually go down and stay at the hotel right on site, too, you know, the Breakers Hotel. A lot of people don't even know that's in there. It's right in the middle of everything. The best place to be. You get tired for the day, you just walk out of there, right along Lake Erie there. They got their own little walkway, causeway, whatever you want to call it, right by the beach. Walk into your hotel, take a nap, go back out, get your own entrances to the water park or Cedar Point. Boom. It's the only way I do it.
Yep. I remember riding through there in that area. I was doing some riding over there. They got some really nice roads. They got the highway, I think it was 666 and the triple nickel and whatever else over there. Went for on the way back, I took a different route and went north. So I ended up going right through there. I haven't been to Cedar Point for a long time, man. I think I went there a couple times, two or three times. I think I took my daughter once, and I went down there when I was a teenager, did a road trip with a bunch of people. That was fun. I don't really go on the rides. I never liked roller coasters, but I like the people watch, and I'll go on the log ride or something like that, you know, Frontier Town.
You might as well forget that log ride. They discombobulated that years ago.
Oh, no. I guess I'm not going to Cedar Point anymore.
Which one was that, Snake River Falls or the other one?
I don't know. They changed the name, but I remember it as a kid just being the regular log ride, and then they changed some other one. They changed it around a little bit. Now they don't do, they haven't done anything with it.
Okay, I know Michigan's Adventure, they have one similar to that one you're describing, if I remember right. Yes, yeah, you sit in like a it looks like a log, and you go into like a, it's like a water slide type deal.
I was just going to say that, Michigan Adventure. We went camping at a FOA over there. My daughter and I, and then we went to Michigan Adventure and had a pretty good time there. I didn't really go on it. I did the log ride there, but I, you know, I don't really like the like the roller coaster with water. I don't really care for that on the slides and stuff. So, yeah, she had a good time though.
Yeah, well, I don't go on many rides. It's more letting them enjoy it. So I just have a good time being down there. I go on a few things, but not a lot. So whatever. It's a little cheaper this year. Like I said, they all got the gold passes. So it's just whether you're staying overnight at a hotel or whatever. But, you know. Yeah, Jim, they get the full Monty. I buy them all-you-can-eat and all-you-can-drink tickets, so, you know, it's a free-for-all. They get to eat every hour and a half, and some of the food is actually pretty good there. Not all of it, but there is a lot of good stuff if you're selective and pick the right place. You'd be surprised. I watched the one year, a guy in front of me, and I talked to him. He said he was from Texas, so he didn't know because he had the same plate of food I did. That all-you-can-eat ticket was $35. It means you can eat any time you want every hour and a half. They give you a little wristband, so they scan it, but they know the last time you got food. Anyways, he had the same plate of food I did. It cost him $30. I said, wow, that's one meal. You could have bought this all-you-can-eat ticket, $35, and you could have ate that every hour and a half.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. All-you-can-eat ticket. Yeah, if you're going to be there all day. And then if you don't want to eat, you can just grab something to drink, right?
Yeah, well, the tickets usually come with the drink wristband, so you can drink every half hour. It's called the refresh wristband. So you get a drink every half hour.
That's a no-brainer. I mean, it's, yeah, I'd do that. Cheaper.
Yeah, when you stay at the hotel, if you got the gold badge, the park opens up at 9 for you. It's 10 normally for the people just driving in. And you think about it, in the heyday in the summer, Jim, they're open till 10 o'clock at night. So 9 to 10, that's 13 hours of fun. You're going to eat a few times, and you're going to drink more than once. So those wristbands are kind of pertinent to the cause, financially.
Yeah, you know, you have like maybe a coffee and something really light in the morning, and you get there and you can, you know, be there for a little bit, eat breakfast, eat lunch, eat dinner. That gets expensive over there, you know, if you're just eating once. Even big Michigan Adventure, that was kind of expensive too, I think. But I think there we brought a cooler with our own food in it.
Yeah, well, these gold badges got the all-access pass added onto them. That was a benefit they gave you if you bought them last year. They were trying to generate revenue. And I can go there and any other park that is part of Cedar Fairs. That gold badge works at them all.
So how many of those do you have?
One, two, three, one, two, three, four of them. Because the little baby didn't need one.
Oh, I see some road trips coming up.
Well, Cedar Point's the best one, so once you live 2.5 hours from that one, any other one is a disappointment, and in my opinion, Cedar Point, people come from states away to hit Cedar Point. We just happen to be very lucky to be close to the best one. You know what I mean? Within reason.
Yeah, there's really nothing else around like it. What's that other place? There's something in Ohio, I think. It's, I remember Michelle going there a couple times. I don't know. I can't think of the name right now. But, yeah, you know, you go to the, you hit a swap and then you go to Cedar Point. Or you go to Cedar Point and then you go to a swap.
You're speaking of Kings Island down near Cincinnati.
Well, that too, but there's something else. Something with, something like Wolf something.
I'm not sure. Mike, do you know any other one down in Ohio?
No, I don't. There's that indoor water park, Kalahari. And it used to be, Geauga Lake. That's gone. There's Six Flags, Red America. That's in, what, Illinois? But I can't think of anything else.
Well, they got a lot of water parks down in the, area of Cedar Point. There's Kalahari. Cedar Point has one at, I forgot what that one's called. There's at least two or three of them down by the hotel region just before you get into Cedar Point proper. So, you know, the water park's pretty nice, actually. Cedar Shores, that's what they call the water park. It's separate, but if you got the gold badge, you can go back and forth all day long if you want to. Before, it would require a ticket to get in. And once you're in there, you can't go to Cedar Point with that ticket. So the gold badge gets you past all that, too. There's a lot of benefits, trust me. I've done it every way possible, and that gold badge is the way.
Yep, it sounds like fun. As long as it's not really hot. I hate going there when it's, like, really hot out.
Well, that's the day you go to Cedar Shores. You don't want 30-degree weather and snow on a day you go to the water park.
Well, you'd have a lot of ice sculptures and snow. A lot of, yeah, snow, and you would have ice skating, toboggans, and all kinds of stuff. That'd be fun.
When the high board diving board is open, and the diving is no problem, it's just when you hit the water, that's where the problem starts. Everything up until that point is fine. Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, I always try to pick the best day. We go for 3 days, typically 2 days, 3 days. Last year we did 3 days, and we try to pick the best day to pick the water park day, but now it doesn't matter. I mean, the gold badge, you go to Cedar Point for 4 hours and go in a water park for a few hours. The only thing, the water park is not open as long, and that seems to close down like it's 5 or 6 o'clock in the summer, so that's not like open all night.
Huh, wonder why they close so early. Maybe it gets cooler at night. You get some of those hot summer nights, man, there's nothing like going in the pool late at night.
I think it's a liability thing, tougher to see somebody drowning, who knows. They got several wave pools, they got a big lazy river, they got all kinds of them fancy water slides, I mean, it's definitely, you can have fun there all day, and we have, so, yeah, anyways. I remember Geauga Lake, Mike. We went there in the 70s by accident. That was, like, right near, I think, SeaWorld back in the day.
Yeah, SeaWorld of Ohio. And then, SeaWorld of Ohio, they closed it down because it wasn't cost effective. And, then Geauga Lake got bought out by Cedar Point. And then they took a lot of those rides from there and they moved them over to, like, different parks that they own around the country. I know Michigan's Adventure got, you know, one or two rides from Geauga Lake.
There you go. I remember going to SeaWorld in the 70s with my mom and dad, and I remember a few trips to Cedar Point, too.
Yeah, it was just after they bought Michigan's Adventure, because that was owned by somebody else at some point before Cedar Point bought it. They just bought that, and then Geauga Lake goes belly up, and then they, no, I'll take that back. I think Six Flags owned it first. Then Cedar Point took it over, and then that's when Cedar Point dismantled it and then took some of the rides to Michigan's Adventure to make it bigger.
Right, WSHM 738. So they own Cedar Point, Knott's Berries Farm, which is in, like, Los Angeles, California, somewhere around there. Canada's Wonderland, I've been to that a long time ago, in the 80s, I think. Carol Winds, which is in the Carolinas, King's Dominion in Virginia. I don't think I'm going to hit a lot of these. Muskegon. All right, that's the Michigan Adventures, right, is Muskegon. So there's a few, but you know what? Once you go to Cedar Point, you're at the granddaddy of them all.
Yep, that is true. And if I'm not mistaken, did they take out a ride here just recently to add a new one?
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't really keep up with that, Mike. So I don't know. They're doing that all the time. I've been on that Top Thrill back in the day, and they closed that one down. And then they reinvented it. Before, it used to just take off and rail down the rail and go up, you know, and then turn a few times and then come down and the ride was done. Now it launches you forward. You go up about three quarters of the way and then it comes backwards, right? And then it goes up that bank about three quarters of the way and then comes down and goes down the rail and up and over and down, and that's the end of the ride. So they change a little bit. I don't think I like the going backwards part, but they even have problems with that ride. Parts were falling off it and hitting people in the head and killing them.
There's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Oh, look it up on YouTube, man. There's a bunch of stuff that happened through the years at Cedar Point. One guy jumped the fence because it was a roller coaster. He was on it. He dropped his cell phone. When he got off the ride, he went over to that area, jumped the fence, and the roller coaster was coming, slammed them right in the head and killed them. They tried to sue, but that was unsuccessful because the fenced-in area was marked, you know. Danger.
Yep, yeah. Once you cross that line, it's null and void.
Yeah, so you can look it up on YouTube, all the disasters at Cedar Point and the rides that went bad and this, that, and the other things. So I think that one gym where the log ride was, they turned it into some Jaws thing, I think, and there was some mishap there that caused somebody to die or severely injured. So, as far as I know, that's all dead waters now.
Huh.
that it would be safe. People shouldn't be dying at amusement parks.
Well, some of the rides are pretty extreme. I'll tell you the one that we love, this white water one. You get on this big inner tube, shoot the rapids. I forgot what it's called, but white water landing, I think. I got to think about the actual name, but you're on this big inner tube, and there's probably eight people that are strapped in the seats in this thing. You know, it's a great water ride, actually. You know, it's pretty cool. You know, there's a long line for it, but to tell you the truth, it's one of the good water rides.
I've been on that one. It's pretty cool. Especially when it's hot out, and you're like, you just want to cool off. That's perfect.
Oh, it's called Snake River Falls, I think.
I thought Snake River Falls is that that one that brings you, you know, you go way up, and then you, once you hit, you know, the bottom, you get splashed.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of good stuff there, you know. I know the little one really enjoys it there. I mean, she's been going for 4 years, so, you know, she don't ever want that. In fact, when I said, well, we'll go to Florida next time. No! She wants Cedar Point, man. She knows Cedar Point, and you're never going to convince her. Now, she's open to going to other places, but she don't ever want to concede Cedar Point.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to take a standby here for a minute, or for a while here. I'll catch you guys later. WRWB 49.
All right, yeah, I'm going to take a break and charge these batteries up. See you, Mike. See you, Jim. I'll be in here listening. John should be getting up within the next hour or so. So we'll figure out what's going on there, Jim. WSHM 738, taking a break for a minute here.
Okay, catch you guys later. I'll be sitting by here just looking on my computer. WRUV 578.
WRWB 489, you still in there from WSHM 738?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was just ready to get ready here. I'm getting ready to, you know, head out the door here in about 20 minutes.
Okay, you know, I forgot. You know, in this world, we have a bunch of electronics usually tied to ourselves. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, perhaps.
All right, so what I'm talking about is you have a cell phone and, you know, the towers track where you travel, right?
Yeah, that's how they ping the your signal.
So I'm looking, I wear a smartwatch, you know, that tracks your heartbeat and how many steps you take a day, stress level, all this kind of stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a picture of my biometrics last night.
I got you. Right. Okay.
You'll notice just after the 8 p.m. time, you'll see two Z's on a circle and your heart rate, like, reduced from when you're up walking around. And you'll see that's the time, the double Z's are saying that's what time it thinks you're asleep.
Yeah, copy. No, I just find it funny. I mean, they just assume, you know, but anyway.
Hey, I don't care. Anyways, I just like to prove them liars, right? And back up my points. Anyways, I'm going to send you two screenshots. One of last night where you'll see the double Z's around, like, right after 8 o'clock. And you'll see the heart rate reduced. And then I'll take a picture of the morning one, and you'll see when I got up at 4, just after 4, you'll see a clock, meaning you got up. So hang on a minute.
All righty.
Let me know when you get that first one.
I got it.
Okay, so I slept in yesterday, but you'll see on this chart, you see the clock just before 8 a.m.?
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, it's got the, well, it says at 12 a.m. here, it's got the two Z's.
I was sleeping, so look at the chart. See how low things are? Down around 57 is the baseline. And then when the clock shows up just before 8 when I got up, 7:30, whatever time that was, you'll see an uptick in the resting heart rate is now, like, above the 57 line. You see it somewhere around 80 or whatever.
Correct. Yep.
Tell me what time you see the next double Z's.
Just a little after 8 o'clock.
You're reading the chart well. Do you also notice something about that chart? What happens at that point from the previous time between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m.? Do you see something about the chart when the double Z's show up?
Yeah, let's see. It elevates and then it goes down.
Right. It's elevated when you're awake because you're moving around, you're doing things, and you're awake, right? So when you're resting, your heart rate is, boom, you know, sleeping, it's way down, right? So there you go. And then I'm going to show you one more here. Now, I got up at 4 a.m. today. 4 a.m., 4:05, right in there. Hold on a minute.
Hey, son, Johnny, you text telling him to wake up already. The restaurant opens at 7.
There you go. All right, Mike, you should have this one. This is, like, current from 12 a.m. to right now.
Yeah, so from 4 a.m. up until now, it's really elevated, you know, close to, like, 85, 90, somewhere near.
Right, but look at from the clock where it says you woke up at 4 a.m. back to 12 a.m. Right? You notice anything about that chart?
Well, yeah, you're at that point, you're resting.
Right, so from just a little after 8 o'clock last night to 4 o'clock this morning, I was asleep. That's why the heart rate was baselined at 57. So there you go. You tell me I was out jamming at 10:30 at night or 10 o'clock, whenever it was going on. So that debunks them. I was given up by my own smartwatch on my wrist.
Look, man, you know, you don't have to convince me. I already know.
The fact of the matter is I got up at 4 a.m. and you see the uptick in the chart. Like, I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here having coffee, right, talking, right? But because you're awake, you see the uptick in the heart rate right there in the chart. Hey, your biometrics don't lie, dude.
No, they do not. So, well, I'm going to finish getting ready here before I head out the door. I'll catch you guys on the mobile in about 20, 30 minutes.
Dr. Paul will be standing by. So, I'll back up my claims to prove out liars. I mean, I'll give you more than, it wasn't me. I'll back it up with data.
Yep. Well, yet the first thing they do is say it's you, or they'll say it's me or John. So, you know, it's the three of us. They'll just keep pointing fingers.
Exactly, but the fact of the matter is I don't doubt somebody's doing it to them, right? It's just that isn't what I do. And I used to bowl at a place over in St. Clair Shores for a couple of years with two different teams through a connection of a good friend of mine. And I don't bowl there anymore. But the one kid, his dad knew because they lived down the street down on 13 Mile Road by Jefferson, knew I bowled there because they dropped the radio off to me one day. And I haven't bowled there in years, but they still think I go there and bowl, and they were getting some interference, or somebody was QRMing them, and they were blaming me because they thought I was going to this bowling alley. I haven't bowled there in a while. You couldn't write this material to make a movie.
Yeah, I hear them complaining about that sometimes. You know, they're saying, yeah, I think I'll go grab my bowling ball and go there and bowl and all that. It's like, you know, they're so lazy, they're not even going to get out of the house. They don't go nowhere, especially Jeff. And the rest of those dummies out there. Yeah, they're just a bunch of losers. They got to complain about something. So, you know, they all stick together and do whatever they do.
No, I get it, but with this Steven, this Alex guy, not Barr, the other guy, VRP, I heard him and Horton on the ham radio one day and late at night on some obscure frequency, not their normal frequency, looking at porn together. Like, this is happening on ham radio?
Well, he can't stalk anybody anymore, so, you know, I that's the next best thing.
I know, but on the radio? I mean, I think there's a line for that. Once you two get a room.
Or just talk on the telephone or whatever. I don't know. There's really nothing private on the radio, no matter where you're at. Somebody's always out there listening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can guarantee that. And recording.
Yep. If there's anything good to record, you got to have your little digital recorder. I got one for Christmas. Couple years ago.
I guess they're handy, I suppose. If not abused.
7 o'clock, the restaurant's opening.
I don't know why he sleeps so much.
Well, his schedule's all screwed up. This is the time he's still working. You would think he's up right now, but first, I don't know. He really doesn't have a time clock in him.
I know I was off for 12 days of the holidays, man, and I started getting my schedule jacked up.
Mine is really jacked up right now. I think I sleep like every other day, basically.
Well, it is what it is, you know. I mean, I'm used to going to bed at 9:30, and that's just the way it is. And I get up at 4, typically. So today was a classic day, except I went to bed a little earlier last night. So that's the only exception to the rule, but normally it's 9:30. Well, my granddaughter, she likes staying up late, so I let her do whatever she wants to do, and I tell her she's got to get off the phone with her cousin at midnight, and then she wants to watch videos. So, I mean, and that usually rocks her to sleep, and when she's ready to go to bed, she tells me. She gives me my phone, she says she's going to bed. All right, see you in the morning. Yes, good morning to you, too. Other than that, lights out at about 9:30, Jim, is bar normal.
Yeah, that's pretty early. Well, it's early to bed and early to rise. I know I needed 7 to 8 hours sleep all the time. But I didn't wake up until about 6 or 7. Yeah, sometimes I... Depends where I was working. If I knew where I was going in the morning, I didn't have to be there till 8. But if I went to the shop, I like to be there earlier before everybody gets there. So there's times where I left at 6:30, woke up around 6. But I don't miss doing that. Now I don't believe... I don't really need to wake up at any certain time unless I have a job scheduled or if I want to do something. Like today I've got a, what's today, Sunday, what's going on? Sunday, oh yeah, there's a meat bingo. Play bingo, but it's with meat, you win meat. So I'm going to do that out in, there's a FOE in, Port Huron. And it's like $1 a bingo thingy, so I get like 4 of them every time. And last time I won a bunch of meat, some pork loin and what else? Chicken breast.
Bingo for meat, huh?
Yeah, you get like these cards, you know, it's like a rectangle card and it has 5 playing cards on it. And you know, they're $1 a piece. And then they just pick cards, you know, they have a deck of cards up there and they're saying like 7 of hearts or jack of spades. And if you get 4 of the cards, you say bingo, and you go up there and you choose whatever meat you want to get. It's something to do. Then the drinks are cheap and gets me out of the house.
Ah, it's a good thing if you enjoy doing it. There's nothing wrong with that. Not hurting anybody. Yeah. So, well, you should bring a big cigar there and smoke it and just start complaining, I want crab meat.
Yeah, what kind of place is this? You said it's a meat bingo and you do crab.
I like that Costco shrimp, man. That stuff's pretty good. It's a big platter for $17. It's nice and fresh, big shrimp. They give you the cocktail sauce. Man, that stuff is great.
Yeah, I like that. I'll make a big old shrimp salad. You know, like a cocktail salad, but I put lettuce down and I put shrimp in there and then I put the shrimp sauce on it, or the cocktail sauce. I make my own. All of this is ketchup and horseradish sauce, or horseradish, and you make it as strong or mild as you want it. So yeah, I just make my own.
Yeah, it's good. I like it to where it just, like, honks your nose for a quick second, you know. Then you know you got the ketchup horseradish mix just about right.
Yeah, I used to buy the cocktail sauce, and it's like, you know, all of this is ketchup and horseradish. So I've been making my own. I always have horseradish in the refrigerator, and I always have ketchup.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite meals. I could eat that stuff every night for dinner, to tell you the truth.
It's kind of high in cholesterol, but other than that, it's okay, I guess, right? But, I haven't had that in a while. I have to get some more. I have to go and get some. I like the... You know, when the shrimp are, like, they're all frozen, and then you thaw them out, and you eat them right away when they're, like, really cold, and you bite into it, and they make this crunch. So you have, like, a little snap.
Yeah, exactly, like shrimp cocktail. I loved it as a kid. I remember when my parents used to have, like, New Year's Eve get-togethers, they would have some shrimp cocktail. I remember loving it as a kid. I was probably six.
Yeah, we normally have it for Christmas Eve. Start out with a shrimp cocktail. Everybody gets a little bit. I like having crackers with mine for some reason. You know, just plain old saltines.
Ah, well, that's a good thing, you know what I mean? It's all good. It's whatever you like. And then I seen in Costco's, they got the big, at 12 and 75 there, they got the big platter, something you like. You can't eat it personally yourself. It'd go bad before you could eat them all. But they got the really big platter there for, I don't know how much it was, 75 or 80 bucks or something. I mean, it's huge. It's something you bring to a party.
Yeah, a big party. That's a lot of shrimp. I just get, like, these little ones. Sometimes it's just a half, like a half of one. And that's plenty. Or I'll get a bigger one and I'll just take the shrimp out of it. Or just, you can get a bag, like a bag of cooked shrimp, and eat them that way. Take out as many as you want. I've done that, too, because sometimes they have, like, bigger shrimp. You know, you get the jumbo shrimp, which I like getting every once in a while.
Yeah, I bought the frozen bags of good, I can't think of the brand, Alaskan something. Anyways, I used to buy it at some Italian place up there in Garfield, Vincent Joe's, and they sell the kind that's already cooked, just frozen, so you bring them out, thaw them out, and you are good to go. Those are pretty good quality shrimp, too.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's what I buy most of the time are the bags. Then I'll buy some of the uncooked ones, too. I like putting those on a skewer and barbecuing them with, like, a garlic sauce.
Yeah, very nice. All right, still haven't heard from John, huh?
No, I don't know what time he went to bed. What time was he talking about waking up? Did he say anything? Or he just said, like, in the morning?
He said about 2029. joke.
That's 3 years. Rip Van Winkle. The house is going to be gone. The girlfriend's going to be gone. He wakes up in his tent in the backyard.
Yikes. I don't know. I think he gets up, you know, around 8 o'clock, but hell, I don't know. But, you know, when he's not working, like I said, it's like, you know, who knows?
Yep. Yeah, it depends on what time he went to bed. I don't know if he stayed up late or not. Sometimes he does. I don't normally do anything with him on the weekends. So I don't know. We catch him when he's off of work, and then we go out to lunch and breakfast quite a bit. Then there's that place in Roseville that... the senior center. I've been going there, and Friday he was with me. He's riding around. I just went there by myself, and then he called me, and I was there. He said, "Oh, I'll meet you there." So we went over there for a few hours and ate for $3.
$3.
Yeah, they got lunch 12:30. No, actually 11:30. It's nothing special, but, you know, $3 fills you up. It's at the senior center there, right next to Costco, right north of them.
Which Costco's is that?
One by 11 Mile. From, I think it's Roseville over there.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Yeah, it's like 60 and over. Doesn't matter how much money you make or anything, you just go there and sign up, give them the $3, and you get a lunch. Let's see, what do we have for lunch on Tuesday? It's going to be sweet and sour chicken with fried rice, oriental vegetables, bread, and apricots.
My goodness, man, you know where all the deals are.
Yep. That's right. That's, you know, the money I'm saving goes towards amateur radio.
I don't buy many radios anymore that way. I think I just bought one like a little over a year ago that was a radio I've been thinking about getting, and I just never bought it. And then one popped up brand new. The guy died, and John says, "Hey, you know." I said, "Ask them if they'll take 11 for it." The guy said, "Yeah." So I said, "In fact, that's down in that was down in Toledo. You were at that spot."
Okay. Yeah, I just bought this one radio. It was like $400. Oh, then I bought a gun too. So that was $500. By the time I got done, buying a bunch of bullets for it. So, yeah, I've been buying little things here and there. And most of the time in the summer, it's just, I go out to lunch quite a bit with the motorcycle guys. So that's, spend my money on lunch and premium unleaded. That's what the bike runs on.
Alright, very good. Yep. So, yeah, the only other radio I bought recently was a used one John turned me on to, and it actually was a good one. It was the old dual banders, they changed it because people complained about the display, but I always thought, yeah, probably in the daylight in the car it would be a problem, but I always thought they were a much more beautiful radio, the original versions. They were the 721s that had like LCD, but they were colored and backlit, and they were like a reverse LCD, so the numbers lit up in colors, basically. And they come out with a later version called the 31 series that was just the normal LCD, you know, basically black numbers with a beige background. But the original versions were, like, killer, I thought, so I bought one of those. And it was actually pretty cheap, and the damn thing works fine. And it ain't in that bad a shape for being that old. This is late 80s stuff.
Yep, that's a good radio. You know, it's funny you mentioned it. I have two 731s sitting here. That's what I used to run in a work truck. Man, that radio just was through so much stuff, you know. It's just, you know, being, I just would, I mounted it in a milk crate between the seats, and I put a magnet antenna on my truck, and there we go. It was easy to, I can program it while I'm on the road. Just so easy to work, that thing. It did cross band. It was a really good radio. So I was using that on the base for quite a long time, and then I was just a radio that I would have on a certain frequency all the time with the indoor antenna. So that was that one was on the double nickel. It would just sit on the double nickel all the time. But yep, I got two of them. It's not being used now. It's up on the shelf. I like the two different antenna jacks, too. That was kind of nice. It's also a pain in the butt because you have to have a duplexer for it if you're just running one.
Yep, so do you remember the early versions of that radio?
Yep, I do. John actually, I had three of these radios, actually. And the antenna, one of the coax cables shorted out. Yeah, one of the coax cables shorted out in the back, and I was trying to redo it, and I broke it or something. I don't know what happened, but John needed a display for the 721, and this display worked on that radio. So, you know, different color, but it worked for him. So, yep, I do know about that one. It's actually a nicer display, you know, a little bit of a color to it.
Yeah, I just sent you a picture of the one sitting on my table here. That's the earlier version. Slightly different model, but same radio.
Oh, it's got two displays on it.
Well, it's a dual bander.
I thought mine only had a single display, though.
If you have the subband shut off, it will only be the main display on the left, the bigger one. The smaller one is the sub. And you can turn that off and on.
Yeah, it's a nice looking radio. I like that.
I want to find the 721. So I want a 731 with the old display, so the 21. That's the one I really want now.
I haven't seen any of those at the swaps. I have seen the 731s, but I got two of those, so I don't need any more of those. Yeah, next time I'm at some swamps, I'll be looking for that 721.
I mean, it needs to be fairly clean. There are people that take care of their stuff, and it's not all beat up. And then I just need to get that old face from John, you know, because I like the color display. I don't use them in the car, I use them at home, and I think they look like a much nicer radio, the original version. So, in fact, you're the one he got the face from. He may have told me that, and it was set up for a different radio than he was using it on, and I help him convert that face over.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought he did it. Yeah, I just got a text from him. He says he's up.
Well, have him come on out here and take credit for converting that face over. Yeah, these older radios are really adaptable in a lot of different ways, you know, a lot easier to work on, blah, 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 blah. But these are good radios. It's the one radio I never bought brand new. I bought the other ones right after it, you know, those tri-sisters, the 742, which came with commuters and UHF, and could add 1.2, 6 meters, 10 meters, and 220 to the 30 PM. I have those, never these. I really like these radios. I need a 731 with the old 21 phase. Keep an eye out for me. All right, John's up. That means we're not too far from launching. BSHM 738.
Yeah, I told them where we were at. This is WRUV 578.
So these radios go so far back, Jim, that I think actually, you know, standard became 50 watts, 35 on UHF and 50 at some point. I think these radios are so old school that I think the high power on 2 meters is like maybe 45 watts or 35 watts. I don't know. I'd actually have to look, but I don't think they were 50.
I think it was, oh man, I think it was 35 and UHF was 25.
They actually were 50, and that's probably John. 50 on 2 and 35 on 70 centimeters. So they were 50 watts, but anyways, all right, that's probably John on phone. WSHM 738.
Okay, we're back. Just had a phone call. He says he'll be out there in a little bit. He's getting dressed right now.
Got something to hurry up. The sun's almost already on the other side of the earth.
Yeah, I told him we've been talking since 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I guess he's got to move his car or something. He said he has Andrew's car blocked in or something. I don't know what what was he talking about? He's got to do some moving, and then I'll get on the radio. And we can go any place we want, so we got to pick a place.
Yeah, I got to think about it here. I mean, it has to be something we can all deal with, right? So, Look at all the listeners got their ear right up to the speaker on the radio line. Where they going? Where they going? Where they going?
Doesn't matter. They're too lazy to get up this early anyway and mess with the vehicles, so doesn't matter.
Well, you know, Jim, they will follow you. Trust me. They will follow you. They will wait for you when you're on your way home from work. They know the path you take. They will do it. They've done it.
Yeah, in the daytime. They're not going to get out in the cold. It's like, what, like 12 degrees above zero or something out there, and it's a Sunday morning. They're not going to get up in the morning and do that.
Never underestimate your opponent.
Yeah, just to do what? Like, they can follow me all they want. I don't care.
I say you, but you in general. I mean, I'm generalizing. Me, you, John, whatever. I mean, you know, this is what they do.
Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah, I'm sure if I was still working, well, they know exactly where I worked. They had the name of the company on the truck. But back then, they didn't bother me. I didn't bother them. They didn't bother me. And, you know, I talked to most of them, and I had really no problems until later. A little bit later. I think I was still working, but maybe like after I retired, the backstabbing started, and all the name calling and finger pointing. That's when it started.
Well, I can fix that. Hell, if they're listening now, you should have told me, Jim. I got the Band-Aid for that. Hey, go get a job.
Yeah, well, some of them are too old now, and what's he going to do? You know, it's hard to get a job when you're convicted.
Convicted. My God.
Maybe he can be a Walmart greeter or something.
Terrible.
They'd have to put a chair out there, though, because I don't think he can stand that long.
That's it, man. That's it. I'm going to bring in a real troublemaker. Hey, John?
I don't think Johnny's out here yet. It's starting to get lighter out here.
Waiting for him. I've already seen the Apollo 13 go around the moon 6 times.
Yeah, he's on vacation.
We don't have to talk about your new radio, but how do you like it? Have you used it yet, or you're waiting for an antenna?
Well, I ordered an antenna probably like a month and a half ago, and it never showed up, so I got to find out what happened to that. But I'll probably just, I haven't touched it. I got it on the bench here. It's all lit up. Nice looking little display on it. But I haven't done anything to it. I got to program it. I think John said he had a disc for it for, what was it, the famous disc maker. I forgot who was it. But maybe I can get a copy of that disc from him.
So I am here now. Yeah, okay. Well, they're a little difficult to program, but they're not too bad once you get the hang of it. You just download the software. We'll talk about this maybe when we meet up here. Good morning, John.
What's going on? I'm in the mobile.
In the
mobile, yeah, because Andrew's got to go, he's going to work out, he's got a gym membership, and he was pulled in the driveway from dropping off some groceries or something, so I had him blocked in, so I got to move my vehicle, so I'm sitting at the end of the driveway right now.
Well, I can't afford to join a workout, cause, I mean, what?
What? You don't have a gym membership? I have a gym membership.
I sent in the application, but you haven't approved it yet. Your gym, right?
Yeah. Also known as the bow-legged mosquito.
So, give me 1 minute and I will be right back. So, RUZ935.
Okay, so it sounds like you're almost ready to go, but you have to go in and clean up a little bit before you're ready to go, or what's going on? Because you went from 0 to 60 in a matter of 1 millisecond.
Well, I am ready to go. I am dressed. I am. I brushed my hair and combed my teeth. I'm ready to go.
Okay, so Jim, give us a few minutes to figure out what we're gonna do, and we'll go from there. I guess. Let me think here a minute.
I just gotta hit the bathroom and pee, and then I'll be ready.
Jim.
Yeah.
John's gonna call you and give you the telemetry.
Okay.
Hey, look, Jim, I'm all about safety. So I will tell you to, on your way, take a bunch of side streets, go round and round, turn right, turn left, take an obscure path, you're being followed.
Alrighty, I'm going to sign off. I don't have this one in the mobile. If you want to talk, I guess we can go to Double Nickel. But we're on our special secret squirrel frequency. We can do that. John just sent me the link for that. But anyway, I'm going to get my coat on and see you out there in a few. WRUV578.
WRUV, WRWB 489. We're in the mobile. WRWB 489, and we're standing by.
All right, Mike, I hear you now. WSHM 738, over.
Fine, mobile right now.
Roger on mobile. Me as well. The snow ain't melting, Mike.
Not. It was supposed to be getting more snow here, the next day or so?
I think tonight into tomorrow, I think, is what I heard.
What, another 2 to 3 inches or so?
Yeah, not sure, actually, you know. Not sure. More than one, anyways, they're saying. I have to head back. I forgot my wallet.
The guy that did that once at Leo's Coney Island.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Yeah, I remember.
There was, of course, you know, PVE, they were used to do that all the time.
you know, he'd get these little get-togethers going, and then he somehow, mysteriously, all the time, you know, and all his wallet would just show up missing out of his pocket.
Unbelievable. Hey, man, Mike, I got to run the house here real quick and grab my wallet. 3-6-7-38.
I'll be standing by here.
All right, WRWB 489, WSHM 738 back. I had to go get my wallet there. What's in your...
We doubled. Anyway, all right.
Sorry about that. I was making a joke. What's in your wallet?
Just paper.
All right. Hopefully it's paper with pictures of dead presidents on it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, a little cold this morning. It's 14, I think. That's what I'm seeing.
Well, it was 14 when I left, and as I'm moving north here, it moved up 1 degree.
Yeah, that will change, you know. It's never the same temperature, usually all over. You could even see it get colder.
I guess in this case, a little warmer by 1 degree.
Yeah, do you remember that one year it got really cold? We talk about it from time to time where it kept snowing every 2 or 3 days and it just kept mounting up because it wasn't melting. I remember one day on the way to work, I think I hit, and I took a picture of it on my old phone. The static temperature was like negative 25.
That would have been around like, was it 2015 or 2016? Somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there. That's where I peg it, right around within a year or two of 2015. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it was really cold. But it was just one spot that I hit it that was that cold. I mean, it was cold, trust me. But that one spot, it was like a peak negative temperature, a negative 25 or 26 on the dashboard. Crazy.
Crazy. I know in the UP, you know, it gets down to like, you know, minus 35, 40 sometimes.
Yeah, that's it. So, you know, I don't normally see those temperatures, but...
It's usually more prevalent when you get towards Lake Superior. Well, it's obvious, you know, the deepest body of water and the coldest.
How'd you like those data screenshots this morning, right? Huh? How's that?
Well, it doesn't lie. I mean, it records everything in real time.
And, you know, it's not like I wasn't wearing my watch, right? Because when you do that, the graph disappears for a gap of time. Like when I go into the shower, I take my watch off and throw it on the charger, you'll see a little gap, no data, right? So I got it all covered, Mike. I'm a data mining fool.
You know, times you got to be more vigilant on all fronts.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what time you got to start, 8 or 8.30?
Around 8.30.
Okay, well, you got 35 minutes.
The person that's giving or asking for a radio check, you're not getting into the repeater, you're just talking simplex, so you must be close to the area I'm in here in Chesterfield.
Actually, I heard that come through. I think I couldn't make it out, but somebody was on the output.
Yeah, say, you're off the globe. You must be, so you must be on the output then, because I'm not hearing the tone.
Well, I heard somebody key up and say something, but I couldn't make out what it was. It was weaker, but there ain't no walkie-talkie by you, Mike, if it was the same station I heard, but you responded to it. So, somebody on a base or a mobile for me to hear it way down here.
I think he's talking on the output. Because it's not, when he unkeys, there's no courtesy tone. And yes, he is close to where I'm at, so that's why I'm hearing him so well on the full scale.
All right, well, let me shut up a minute, see if you can work him here.
SHB-336, yeah, you might want to, look at your radio, because you're down here on the output. Look at your screen there. Does it say 462.65 or 467.675? We're on the template, you know, option. You got to program it to 141.3 with a positive hertz tone.
Well, it depends what kind of radio he's got, I guess. I mean, you have to establish that first. But I'm not hearing anything, Mike, that you're talking to the guy, so he's definitely up your way, obviously. But I heard the one blurb one time. It may have not been him. It may have been something else, just ironic timing. But all right, very good. Well, I'm not too far away from where I got to go, so I'll catch you later. Have fun at work, Mike, and let you finish working that guy and straightening him out there. We'll see ya. WSHM-738.
Catch you later. Yeah, the guy that's out there, yeah, your radio's, you know, not set right, or programmed right. It won't, you won't hit the repeater. You're just be talking template. Alright. WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WRW-329, moderate.
Good afternoon, WSDK-347.
I was getting a little confused. It's still morning. Good afternoon is good, too. Hopefully keeping warm out there.
Oh, yeah, we got the heat cranking high today.
Vehicle says 15 degrees. We got some snow flurries. The roads are starting to get a little covered. Not slick yet, but it's getting there if it keeps coming down.
Yep, copy that. Have a good day. WSDK-347. We'll be monitoring.
Hey, you have a good day also. WRNW-329, clear and monitoring.
You.
RUZ935.
I'm right here, come on.
Well, you weren't when I dumped my call out a little earlier. I was busy talking to the people living upstairs. I'm looking for some struts. I'm on the Rock Auto. I talked to Andrew, and he said Rock Auto is a good place to get a lot of the car parts. So I'm looking at what they have there. They got like three different brands. Pretty cheap though. Like only $85 for Monroe strut.
Yeah. Well, I gotta give credit where credit is due, man.
E. Horton turned me on to that place. And I bought plenty of stuff from there. I got a handful. Well, a handful. I filled up a large coffee mug full of pistachios upstairs, so I'm sitting here eating pistachios.
Man, did you take your Manjaro?
No.
That's why. Yeah, shouldn't be. You know, it's not that you're hungry, it's a habit, isn't it? More of a habit.
I wanted to taste pistachios, so I got some. They were sitting right there on top of the refrigerator as I walked by, and I said, hey, I think I got to get me a cupful of those things.
Yeah, that's what happens to me. I go by a donut place, and it's like, and they're calling my name.
And besides that, my doctor says that pistachios are actually healthy for you.
That's what I hear. And they say it's the ones in the shells. Make sure you get those. Those are better for you for some reason. I forgot what the reason was.
It's still the same nut. I don't understand why the shells would make a difference, but maybe it's just the fact that it slows you down, or when you grab a handful of that, you're actually getting less nuts than if you grabbed a handful of, you know, already shelled pistachios. So, I don't know.
I never had the ones that were shelled already, so I don't know if there's a difference. You know, once you take it out of the shell, it's not as fresh, or I don't know. I don't know what the reason was. I'd have to go back and find that article again.
Well, I can tell you that if you look at the price of the bag with the shells versus the ones that are without the shells, when you consider the amount of the weight of the shell, it's actually a better deal to buy the ones that are already shelled.
I wonder how they take them out of the shells. They pay some Chinese children on to sell them for you.
It's probably a bunch of illegal aliens.
Oh no, you won't be able to get shelled pistachios anymore.
Well, you know why pistachios used to be red, right?
You know, that I don't know, but that's, you know, that's all we used to eat back, like 30, 40 years ago, or more than that, 40 years ago, I was 20. But my dad would always buy the red ones, and I haven't seen red ones around anymore.
Well, they started dying, putting the red dye on there, because back in the old days when, you know, they didn't have prepackaged bags of them and everything, and you had to take one of those scoopers and scoop them up and put them in a brown paper bag when people bought them. The kids that used to, you know, be stock boys and stuff like that, every time they walked by, they'd grab a, you know, grab a couple of pistachios, and so they started putting the dye on there so that it would stain the fingers of the people that were eating them, and they would know which kids were eating the pistachios, and they could fire them.
So that's the reason, really? Where'd you hear that at?
It was on, you know, one of these trivial type things. You know, things that, you know, explanations for things that people just take for normal. And yeah, that's the reason. The store owner started doing that to keep the stock boys from eating the stock.
I'm glad they don't do that with grapes. Because I'll buy a, like a bag of grapes, I'll put it on the baby seat or the kid's seat, and I'll chow them while I'm walking around buying stuff.
Everybody used to do that with Brock's candy. Remember when they had the big Brock's display and you'd have to scoop them up and put them in a bag? People would walk by and grab, you know, a piece of Brock's candy and walk around the store. That was...
Yeah, I remember that. I wonder if they got all that stuff at that bulk food store. I saw on the map there was a bulk food store on Harper, just north of 8 Mile. I wonder if Mr. Bulky's ever seen something about that, Mr. Bulky.
No, I thought there was a brief double just before you keyed up, not this last time, but the time before, Jim.
Oh, no. This is WRUV-578. Somebody else out there?
Yeah, WRWV-49 Portable. You guys were talking about, you know, Brock candy. I used to, you know, when I worked at AFC Farmer Jack, I used to, you know, take them all the time, you know, by the handful.
And part of the reason why they dyed pistachios red.
Yeah, it's because of, you know, people like me and everybody else who sample everything, you know. I don't wait to break it.
Yep, that's the employees. That's the reason. But yeah, everybody else did too. I did as a customer. Jim?
I remember Farmer Jack, yeah. And Chatham, remember Chatham's, Farmer Jack, Wrigley's? That's way back, Wrigley's, yep. Yeah, only thing I munch on are grapes. I'd like to do it with the cherries, but where do I put the pits? You know, I hate spitting them out on the aisle.
What you do with the cherries is you put the pit in your hand, and then you squeeze it real tight between your thumb and your forefinger and see how far you can shoot them over into the next aisle.
Just put it in my hand and then put it in my pocket. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Was that Mike out there? I didn't catch that. You're all static.
I said, yeah, it's me. I'm going to be in the mobile here in about 1.
Yep, that's Mike.
traveling extra class GMRS, huh? He's going to be, like the song said, going mobile. I should take the base unit, or the, what do you call that? Not the head unit, the other unit, out of my mobile and put this one in there. Yeah, that's a good idea, isn't it? I can just interchange the bodies, whatever they're called, and that way this one's already modified for this. I can modify the other one and just keep it in here. That should work, right? You can just put the head unit doesn't have to be matched with the one it was bought with, right? Well, John's pooping. Andrew was down here just talking with him. Does Andrew feel moister now? Anyway, okay, he went back upstairs, back to the radio and my pistachios. WREZ935. Yeah, my question was, the one in my mobile is not modded. I was going to change the body. I'm going to leave the head unit in there and switch the bodies out. And then I'll just put that body in here. And then I'll mod it, and I'll just keep it in here. So that should work, right? Roger, Dodger. Well, whatever. You know, you do what you need to do. So I run that all in the microphone radio in my mobile. That way all it got exposed is a microphone. Yeah, so what I do is it works for me. I'm not saying I'm right, but I'm right for me.
Were you saying something to me? I was in the bathroom.
I don't know, I was just saying that, I do what works for me, and I'm not saying I'm right. It's just right for me.
Wow, you're right. It is 11. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have room for another radio. Well, I could. Yeah, I'm just going to... I think I'll just put that other radio in there and call it a day. That'll work. It's another $100 or so. I want to get a different radio anyway. Maybe that handheld that we're looking at this morning.
See, that's a good one to run over here. You know, it's commercial radio quality. Type accepted and all that stuff. You know, a lot of people want to run the modified ham radios and stuff. And those are not type accepted for commercial use or, you know.
What's the maximum output power? Is it 50 watts here or is it less? I can't remember.
So you can run 50 watts here, but not on all channels that would be in a GMRS radio. There's different power levels for different channels because if they're shared with FRS radios, frequencies. There's the information is available on the web, and what the power levels are for each frequency.
Yeah, I knew that. That's why I said here where we're at now. I thought it was around 50. So all right.
Well, I'm out of pistachios. What can I eat next?
No, you're not hungry no more. Stop eating. Drink some water or something. I was thinking about getting Monroe Shocks or the Monroe Struts. It's like a name brand, right? This should be fine.
Yeah, that's a good brand. Just make sure you get the ones that are, it has a shock absorbing both on the extension and on the compression.
Well, it should. Why would they have one and not the other? But it says restores, precisely calibrated to meet the OE design, each application, blah, 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 restore the height, the weight, reduces body sway, vibration, road harshness, blah, 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 blah. So, it should be, it should be fine.
Yeah, it's usually the cheap brands that are one-way shocks. I don't even know if they still make those type cheap ones like that. I know they used to for shocks and stuff like that. I don't know about struts. But, there was one pistachio that was sealed all the way around. It wasn't split open. Got out a pair of pliers and you're trying to squeeze it just a little bit so that when the shell cracks, you don't crush the nut and everything. Cracked it open and only part of it opened up. I had to crack it on the back, on the bottom side of it. Finally got that thing open and it was like overdone or like a rotten nut inside. Oh man, all that effort and it was wasted.
Oh, I hate them. You get those ones that just taste like really bitter. Oh.
Yeah, and usually those are like one of the last nuts that you're going to get out of that bag or whatever. And then you got that nasty taste in your mouth, and you got like one or two left to eat, and it doesn't get that nasty flavor out of your mouth.
Yeah, I've done that a few times. I can't remember if they look different or not, but sometimes you get those nasty ones.
Yeah, usually that happens when it's dark in the room where you're eating and you're watching TV in the dark or something, or you're in the car and you're just eating them. You're not looking at them. You just crack them and eat them. And it's like, oh, man, and then you're trying to spit that nut out.
Yeah, I used to eat those while I was driving. So you eat them with one hand. I used to split them open with my teeth and then eat the nut. It's hard to spit it out somewhere when you're driving, though. To roll down the window and hock one outside.
Chocolate covered all. They're pretty good.
Welcome back, Mikey.
Hi, Bob. Mobile. Yeah, my HC was going to die anyway. I looked down and I'm like, oh, crap. It's going at like, 6 volts.
What's it supposed to be?
Well, operating, peak proficiency would be like, you know, 8.4. That's what it says, and I just pulled off the charger. It's, you know, it's usually at 8.4.
Well, very good.
But today, I mean, everything's been all cool, calm, and collected. No unwanted, you know, flurries of QRS.
They're all probably in church. You're probably right there, John. I think they're in church. They're all so nice. Yep, they're all learning about turning the other cheek.
That song, Smiling Faces.
Thinking about that song from like the, was that the 60s? The Backstabbers.
True, yeah. They smile on your face.
Oh, is that the song you were referring to?
Different ones. You got that one and the one that, you know, talks about smiling faces, you know, and beware of the pat on the back. It might hold you back.
Oh, no, it's going to cost me $13 to ship it FedEx. Wow. And then $10.17 in tax. Man, I'm going to have to come up with $192.74. Was that that handheld? No, that's for the struts. Oh. Skip the struts. Get a new radio. You're funny. Well, you know, I don't need to get it right now because I'm not going to do anything until it warms up. But we are UZ935. I wrote mine on a sticky note. WRUV578. 57 is the year I was born, so I can remember that part. But yeah, if I say it enough, I'll remember it now. Well, I can remember mine. I just can't remember other people's. So I can't call anybody on this service because I don't remember their call signs. Yeah, same here. I don't know, but if I was going to call you, it's like, hey, John, you out there? It's about it, you know? Yeah, how about a Jim out there? Just Wally, come on. Yeah, then I would come back, hey, you got WRUV578, come on. Kaboom. You got the bow-legged mosquito, come on. I just think it was funny that one time I heard somebody out here. I asked who it was, and he comes back and says, they call me Dirty. They call you Dirty? Dirty what? A dirty mud mauler? No, his name's Kurt. That's his handle on the CB, Dirty Curdy. And it's like, hey, Kurt, you get your license over here? Poof, gone. That was one of those that Eli gave a radio to. He says he got it back. I don't know if he did or not. Whatever.
It's not him doing it, even though when you confront him, he screams.
Who's that, Dirty?
WRCQ 607.
Oh, you mean about handing out the handhelds?
At the moon, though. Every time he gets good butter, you know, he comes back with a screaming type of octave.
Well, he said that he admitted that he gave Kurt the radio, but he said he got it back from him. So that was the story. I cannot confirm nor deny whether it's true or not, but that's what he said.
There's more than one person that, you know, got set up with radios to come out here to try and, you know, take down one guy. I mean, wow. Aye, man. You know, I'm glad I work, you know, keep myself busy.
Well, you know, but all I can say is we've heard other stories like, I've got a radio, but I don't even have a microphone plugged in because I don't have a license.
Which he does, and I confirmed that back in April, you know, of last year. And I told people that, but they didn't want to believe me at first, but then they were like, you know what, you were right. I'm like, I know I was right. I heard it with my own ears.
Yep. Hey, you know, there's a saying that like lawyers and judges go by. It's a term that the legal community uses. It's falsus in uno, falsus in omnibus, I believe it is. And that's lie to me once, lie to me all the time. And that's why you will see that, like, when if you're watching Judge Judy or something like that, any of those, you know, court-type things on TV, once one of the people lie to them, the judge doesn't want anything to do with them and won't believe a word out of their mouth. When there is a verifiable lie that they tell, the judge does not want to hear anything else. So never lie to a judge.
I know what you mean. I used to date this gal in high school that she was related to, well, it was her uncle, George Steele III. He was a Supreme Court judge and a county circuit court judge. And, yeah, you could not win one over him. He could smell a lie from a mile away.
And then your word is nothing to him.
Just like, I don't know, well, you might, I'm sure you know him, but the one, you know, amateur radio operator as a lawyer.
Mike. Oh, yeah, I know Mike.
A few times. He's another one, you know, you can't win one over him. He's pretty good.
Yeah, I know a few lawyers that, you know, through ham radio. And, yep, so Mike just happens to be, like, the closest in the neighborhood here.
One time, somebody that Gene and I know, he was trying to talk, in a legality, in legal terms, you know, and this, that, and the other, and the guy, your buddy, looked at him and says, look, I passed the bar exam, you didn't. So, you know, that's that. Shut him down.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to paying a lawyer or whatever, a friend of mine a long time ago said I'd rather pay an accountant rather than an attorney.
Hear that. When's the next swap coming up?
Livonia, February 21st, I believe it is. Jim, you still in there? Yep.
I just ordered those shocks, or the struts, I mean. Yeah, let's see, Livonia. Yep, that's the 21st. And then, when's that, the vintage radio swap? That's coming up. When is that? Oh, the antique radio thing? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Not sure if they either genius to know. And he used to tell me all the time that was his favorite thing to go to. So, I don't know. Yeah, February 21st, okay. It's going to be in the same place, right, that church?
It is. That's what I saw.
I'll make sure to take the day off for that one. And bring a lot of stuff.
That's normally a pretty good swap. I go to that one every year.
Went to it last year. It was like my first time at the church. I used to go to it when it was at the Livonia Civic Center. And then they moved it.
You know, it says January 2025. January 31st, last day of the month. Really? The antique radio show? Yeah, it says our next Vintage Electronics Expo will be January 31st, 2026, and will be held again at the Oakland Expo Center on Telegraph Road in Waterford. A lot of stuff going on that day. Got the Polish dinner at the American Legion, and I got a Great Lakes Riding Club meet and greet at Rogers Roost at the same day and same time. But there's time to go to that show, though. Yeah, because the show's in the morning. Yeah, I gotta write that on my calendar so I don't forget. Alrighty. I am definitely going. Yeah, I'll take a ride out there and, you know, I got nothing to sell there, but I'll definitely buy if there's anything, you know, I'm interested in. I want to look at all the old stuff. Maybe buy a little transistor radio or something. Something that I remember my dad had, and I used to play around with it all the time. It had, like, some shortwave on there and some other stuff. And that kind of got me interested in, like, amateur radio and CB radio and all that stuff. The different bands on it. Was just, you know, I used to listen to the ball game and everything on that, and this small little handheld one. The one that, you know, they're kind of like rectangular shaped. So it wasn't really the real small transistorized one, but it's, you know, I had an antenna on it, and I used to enjoy playing around with that. So if I see one, something like that, I think I'd snatch it up just because I used to have one, or my dad used to have one.
I got started in, you know, this hobby, and the other hobby is my dad used to have an old shortwave radio from Corvette, and I used to listen to it all the time.
I can't believe all the VHF and UHF bands are dead. There's a contest this weekend, the January sweepstakes. There ain't a soul out there. There's one signal on 2-meter FT8. Really? There's a contest? So, well, it's even So it's all the all mode, right? VHF, UHF?
Yeah, yeah, usually on sideband, but, you know, people make contacts on FM as well. There's probably more activity on 652 than there is on 144-200. I know Don normally does that. And, you know, how he'll get on the frequency and say, hey, can you give me some points? I haven't even seen anything or heard anything from Don. I usually hear him out there because he'll call CQ and all of that stuff, but I haven't even heard him. But, Mikey, I actually had a radio that would have been perfect for you. If you would just get your license, I had a Yaesu FT-847. I sold it pretty, I actually had two of them. I sold them both, you know, pretty cheap. You know, shack-in-the-box thing, you know. 160 meters all the way through, 440. You know, all modes.
Oh, yeah, I get it. You're just like Gene and Paul, cracking the whip. To try to get me motivated. Yeah, I know. Eventually it's going to come. But, no, I've been saying that for years. But, no, seriously, though, I'm going to get it. I just have to, you know, take the time.
We're testing tomorrow for Lance Cruz.
I'm not ready yet. Jesus.
What do you mean? We just talked about it. You should be ready. I got all the answers. I give the test. The book had all the answers, Jim. No, I have all the answers. It's in my head. In my head, zombie.
Yeah, you guys do it at the, Civic Center there by the old Harrison Hospital?
No, it's the Senior Center off of, like, Crocker and Jefferson by Eddie's Drive-In.
Word in Jefferson, yeah, the old Harrison Hospital is, like, right down the street from there. You wouldn't really know it if if you didn't drive all the way down there, but yeah, that's where the old Harrison Hospital used to be. It's still there, it's just abandoned.
Oh, that's what that building is. I didn't know what it was.
That was the old Harrison Hospital, and then St. John took it over, and then they were running it for a while, and then they turned it into a rehab center for a while, and then they shut it down. But, yeah, that was a full-fledged hospital at one time.
Oh, all right. But, we're just testing tomorrow. There are just supposed to be about 10 people there doing that. So, we're not doing it, but taking the test. And then Hazel Park is on even months, and I'm running that one. That's going to be Tuesday, first Tuesday of the month, Hazel Park test. So there's two. There's one every month. So when you're ready, there you go. And it's easy. It's just a technician test. You know, it's pretty easy. You know, electronics a little bit, it's even easier.
Yeah, I'm familiarized with it. You know, I hang out with Gene all the time, you know. KD8, JWF, you know, he's always repairing something, and I'm just watching and learning as I go.
Yeah, a lot of it is, like the laws and codes and stuff. A little bit, you got to remember some frequencies of where you can transmit, and then they'll talk about some digital stuff, you know, FT8 and
satellite and stuff like that. Just got to get familiar with what the questions are, and if you don't understand it, you just memorize that part. Well, it's pretty easy. My daughter passed her tech license when she was 16. I got to make a phone call, so I'll be back here in a little bit. I'll probably be on the phone. If they answer the phone, I'll be on the phone for probably 15, 20 minutes. WRUZ 935. Okay.
This was back, almost 20 years ago. And I didn't even practice, and I missed it by 4. And that was me not practicing, so, and that was back at the Salvation Army there at South Gratian Church Street.
Yeah, I remember that place. I was there once. I wanted to see what the place looked like, and I helped them do some testing. I think that's when I first became a VE. I was over there. So I was there once. They had their, I guess the radio station was in there too. So they had all their club stuff in there.
Yeah, I went with K8HIZ and KDA-KWF. You know, I went there and I took it, you know. I should have studied before I went, but I just figured, oh, I'll wing it and see what happens. And, I missed it by 4. I know, what was it, every 5 years they change up the questionnaire pool and they add things and take things out, you know, as, you know, time progresses and radio, becomes more enhanced.
Yep. Yeah, it's changing, I think it's like every 3, I'm not sure. I forgot what it was. Could be 5. But the tech is changing this summer. I think it's end of July, I believe. Then the new test will come out.
Okay. I just gotta plug away at it. Yeah, I know. I drive by with a friend of mine. You know, I'll see they have club meetings over there at that senior center. You'll see all their cars parked. So I got a friend of mine that lives, you know, not too far from Eddie's driving.
Yeah, the meeting is. Let's see, when are they? First Wednesday of the month is the meetings. It's, I think it starts around, 7 o'clock. So that's when we are all there. You can stop in if you want. You know, and anybody's welcome to sit in there and, you know, join in and learn a little bit of, whatever the presentation is. We do presentations at all the meetings.
Like with the other club, you see, because I used to do those Lark in the Parks, and I'd go with K8HIZ and meet up with his buddy W8NIC, Larry.
Yeah, I used to go quite a bit, too. I was president of USICA for a little bit, for a year. My daughter was on the board for a while. I was on the board. I was vice president and then made it to president. Used to be pretty active with them. And the club's kind of, they're still around, but there's, not like it used to be, but they still do Lark in the Parks. So if you're ever wanting to do something like that, it's they normally did that on a Wednesday and then some weekends. They go between, if it's going to be chilly out, they'll go to Stony Creek on the real hot, warm days. They go to Metro Beach.
My buddy says that he always sees them up there on Wednesdays and that in the summertime. Because he goes to Metro a lot, you know, to hang out.
Okay. Yeah, they're there almost every Wednesday in the summer. And sometimes they're there more often, too. It's not just Wednesdays. And, yeah, it's a nice place. I like going there. I'll take a ride over there and sit by the, watch the water for a little bit. And sometimes I'll take my kayak with me and I'll do some kayaking over there and do some fishing. So they got a lot of different things to do there.
Yep. WRWB 49. I know that there was that one year, I went with Andy, it was at some farm up there at in Romeo, like 32 and Van Dyke. They were doing some like field day event.
Yep, 32, I'm not sure if it's 32 or it was before that, I can't remember. It's on Powell Road, and yeah, it's field day. I used to go there quite a bit on field days, camp out at a camper and pull the camper over there and plugged it into the generator, and that was fun.
Yeah. I was with him, and, And who else was with us that day? I want to say, Gene, I think he was with us that day, too. Yeah, he was, because I brought him with, and then we met Andy there.
I probably know the people you're talking about. I just don't know them by name or the call letters or anything. I know Larry. I know that guy. Do you know Andy, KD8HIZ? Andy with the guy that works at the park?
No, Andy was on the CB, he used to be Michelob Kid, or just Michelob, and he's KD8HIZ, he kind of moved out of the neighborhood, he's out by, where is he now, Mike, is he out by Waterford?
Yeah, he's out that way now, he's been out that way for, almost 15 years now, going on 20.
All right, well, I got voicemail on the phone, and I'll be gone for a few minutes. It's like pretend that it was I missed my turn on the 2-meter sideband net, because that's what I'll be doing. I'll be back. WRUZ 935.
Normally, we just figure you're pooping. WRUV 578.
WRWB 49. Yeah, Andy, he changed his call. Now it's K8HIZ because he became a general.
Yeah, I don't remember the call. Doesn't seem familiar. I'm sure, if he hung out with Yusika, I would recognize the face, I guess.
He's the guy that always has the spiked hair, like, power, like five different colors. Used to drive that conversion, well, that camper van. It was a road truck, old Dodge. He bought it off one of the club members a long time ago.
Well, I've been a member there a long time ago. when I first got back into the hobby, then I went back with them. That was maybe 5 years ago or more. I can't remember. No, when did I get back in the hobby? It was like 13 years ago or so, 14 years ago.
Yeah, Roger. Who else did he hang? He used to hang out with KD8CXJ, Ed.
My daughter just came back in. Oh, you went to Sheets? They went to Sheets. You have breakfast there? No? Oh, is it good? Sandwiches? Oh, cool. Wow, Sheets has got really good breakfast, I hear.
Pretty decent. I went there one time when they opened up that new one there at 23 and 94. I went there. And I thought it was pretty decent.
Yeah, they're building them all over the place over here. You know, they're all over. And I don't know, I don't really go there to eat breakfast, but I'll go there and get some cheap gas and see what's in there, I guess. It's good for Johnny. When John goes out at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, then he can get breakfast there.
Yeah, I thought it was okay, you know. I mean, it's like a step up from McDonald's, you know. But, kind of pricey.
Burger King was always a good place to go for me. They would do the 2 for $5 for the sandwiches. Or Speedway. I can find a Speedway in the morning when I was, you know, after I would check in at work, I would go to my job. If I passed the Speedway, I'd get some coffee, and I think they had like 2 for $3 or something over there.
Yeah, I'm on a Speedway kick because I got a lot of points to use up, so I've been going there.
Yeah, I would go in there and fill up and get the points on the work truck. You know, I used to drive all over the place to get a lot of windshield time. You know, mainly from Clarkston down to like Northville, Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti. So I get a lot of windshield time, and there's always a Speedway on the way.
Yep, pretty much. They're pretty. Well, now that they're owned by 7-Eleven, you know, they work hand in hand on some things. You know, the only thing I don't like about when 7-Eleven bought Speedway, they wouldn't let you use your Speedway card at 7-Eleven or your 7-Eleven points at Speedway. That's something that doesn't work. I mean, why, I don't know, but. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Didn't know they were bought out. I know when I use my points card, you know, you get 10 cents off a gallon now, so that's cool.
always like saving money.
I'm always using that thing. You know, I go to that one there at 23 and 94 a lot.
Yep, that's a good one there. I think that's also isn't there, there's a Buscemi's right there too, right, in Taco Bell?
Right down the road, as you go east, it's going to be on like the south side.
All right, yep. Yeah, then it turns into New Baltimore and all that, yep. Go by there quite often on when I'm on a motorcycle. There's Candace's leather shop down the road a little bit. I get the patches sewed onto my leather vest. That's yeah, I travel that way quite a bit. I like riding by the water.
I know exactly where that's at. It's right there by the laundromat and that mini storage place. Well, it was good chatting with you, but I gotta head inside here and do some stuff before I head back out, so I will talk at you later if you're still out here, or John or Paul or whoever.
Paul's probably taking a nap after that full belly he's got. I don't know, we drink a lot of coffee there too, though. Wow, it's already almost 12. What am I supposed to... Oh, that's right. I got to be in Port Huron around 11:30. Not 11:30, 1:30. All right. Catch you later, Mike. WRUV 578.
WRWB 49 over clear.
WRUZ 935.
Catch you later, John. I'm gonna, you know, QSY into the house and clear out of here. WRWB 49 and we're clear.
Well, Jim. Yes, Johnny. Are you going to hang out here, or do you want to go to the double nickel? Oh, it don't matter. We could go to the double nickel and rotate for a little bit. See, I got to leave. What time do I got to leave? Probably about 12:30 I'm going to leave. So I'm not sure how the roads are north of here. We can go double nickel, I guess. All right, I'll get you over there. WRUZ 935. Okay, WRUV 578.
copy. RWB 489, and we're standing by.
WRUZ 935. I think somebody's on the output. Hello, hello. Yeah, hello, hello. Working now.
WSIE 375, monitoring from Clinton Township.